Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Church encouraged to keep praying against rising moral decay. Political parties urged to uphold a national interest above personal gain. And fresh M23 clashes shatter peace hopes in eastern DR Congo. Good afternoon with the main news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamano. Jesus Anointed Ministries International founder and presiding bishop, Bishop William Fuller, has urged the church to remain steadfast in prayer and preaching against moral decay as Zambia marks 34 years since being declared a Christian nation. Zambia was declared a Christian nation in 1991 by late Republican President Frederick Chiluba. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Pumfula said that while the declaration has contributed to positive moral values, the character development in the country, the current rise in immorality, can be attributed to spiritual attacks resulting from the light and influence of Christianity. He emphasized that cases of immorality would have been far worse had it not been for the biblical principles upon which the nation was founded that continue to guide and shape moral conduct. Consciously and unconsciously, the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation has helped the country regulate and shape its morals, said Bishop Mfula. Bishop Mfula highlighted for the fact that this moral decay can be seen and pointed out there's hope for change for as long as prayer is the center stage. Bishop Mfula is hopeful that with continued preaching against it, there will be transformation among people engaging in it, thereby bringing about a true repentance.
34 years journey now, there are things we've not done right. There are things we've done right, but in the process we've been growing and we are slowly becoming an example that other nations can begin to look at. Yeah, are there things that we need to change? Yes. The room of change remains a bigger room in our life as a people and as a nation. I think at this age now, we must begin to place higher demands on ourselves as a nation, in terms of our embracing of biblical values and principles.
The Ministry of Education has expressed satisfaction with the improved performance recorded among learners following the removal of automatic progression at grade 7 as reflected in the 2025 examination results. Ministry Assistant Director, Directorate of Standards and Evaluation, Feston Mutonga, said the policy shift has positively impacted learner outcomes by strengthening accountability and learning standards in schools. Speaking on Christian Voice Chatback program today, Mr. Mutonga noted that the decision to end automatic progression has helped ensure that learners advance based on demonstrated competence, resulting in better academic performance. He said the ministry is encouraged by the results and remains committed to reforms that promote quality education across the country. Meanwhile, Minister of Education, Principal Education Standards Officer, Directorate of Standards and Evaluation, Jimmy Chifunda, also welcomed the reforms, saying they are key to safeguarding education standards. Mr. Chifunda also emphasized that learners who did not pass grade 9 and repeating Form 1 should not be discouraged, explaining that they will not lose any academic year and are still expected to complete Form 4 in 2029.
So the best is for them to move to get back to Form 1 so that they start the secondary curriculum and they finish it all for the next 4 years. But this was again thought of. Previously, those who have not made it to grade 10, meaning they do not have the full grade 9 certificate. All those with full grade 9 certificate proceed to grade 10. Policy said if they don't have full grade 9 certificate, they can't proceed. So the fact that they can't proceed, previously what used to happen, they would receipt.
Governance expert Wesley Mienda has expressed concern that growing selfishness among political players is eroding democratic values, weakening political parties, and undermining effective governance. His remarks follow comments by Democratic Progressive Party President Antonio Monza, who observed that national interests are increasingly being sidelined by short-term political maneuvering, greed, personal ambition, and competition for positions, often at the expense of coherent policy direction. Speaking to our CV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mienda noted that self-interest has fueled internal conflicts within political parties, reducing their ability to provide effective checks and balances. The political parties like the Patriotic Front, PF, have been weakened by internal tensions, making it difficult for them to present themselves as a credible alternative against the United Party for National Development, said Mr. Mienda. Mr. Mienda further urged political parties to reconsider their leadership selection processes, noting that having 10 to 15 aspiring candidates within a single party is impractical and undermines unity. He further emphasized that emerging political alliances must establish clear and well-defined structures, warning that the absence of such frameworks could threaten the country's political stability.
The politics that we are seeing is full of selfishness, okay? It's full of selfishness in the sense that in most of these political parties, we forget the fact that, you know, there must be one leader at a time. And this is what has really weakened, you know, political parties such as PF and the others, okay? And Antonio Mwanza is very, very right by stating that this is due to selfishness. Why? Because if it has not been for selfishness, we were going to see formidable political parties ready to provide credible checks and balances to enhance our democracy.
We now join Chela Silumba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating on the business side, sort of ending up, wrapping up my year. It's a Monday, it's a Wednesday, we're reporting to you. Currency straight up 1.34, that is the pound 1.17, that is euro. South African rand 16.65, very strong. Chinese one, unbelievable, just 7. Indian rupee 9.97, and if heading into Dubai, Qatar, the Middle East side, just make it on the 3.4, 3.5. I think that's where you can change your dollar as you enjoy your holidays. Vis-a-vis gold lovers, 445050 an ounce at 12,250 per ton copper price, and Nikkei on 16,001. I've seen that one. And you're driving the Brent crude 61.44, jet fuel 58. That is a barrel, right? And on a commodity side, in terms of corn, it's $449 a ton, 520. That is wheat. So I've been saying 26 a ton as well. International market. The stock market, Dow Jones 49,004 and 4,397.79 as a FTSE 100, and of course 25706.32 very on the Saga Stock Exchange. Activities almost, I think, 300,000 kwacha change CEC on a Friday. I've seen Chilanga as well, almost a million kwacha changing as well. So all you know, that's where the stock market is. Coming here, plan to participate on, rather to trade on the Saga Stock Exchange, you make money. No T-bills, no bond application, that week window has already closed you next year. And to all of you where the currency is concerned, quite strong. I've seen Citibank and Seychelles Bank very active on Interbank, right? Buying on a 22.50. That's their buy rates, and of course on the retail selling it as low as 22.7. So that's why you're gonna stick around. We have tomorrow and Friday, Wednesday. Now Wednesday, I believe it's half day trading as we wrap the year. All in all, kwacha, we have a strong kwacha on us on a 22.20. High likely, let's just get 22. Should the central bank move in between 2 days, right? You know, just end up closing on 22. Enjoy your lunch as we wrap up the year. We still Wednesday.